Welcome to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash, Founding Director of Arizona Hearing Specialist. This is a live call-in show, and your calls are welcome at 790-2040. Now, here's your host, Dr. Janice Gash.
Hello, thanks for joining me today for Hearing Matters. I'm Dr. Janice Gash, your host. I'm also the founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. We were the first private audiology practice here in Tucson, and we are celebrating 30 years of helping patients hear their best and helping patients live their best. As you heard, this is a live call-in show, and I welcome your calls at 790-2040. And I wanted to tell you right at the start that Arizona Hearing Specialists is sponsoring several educational seminars the last week in April, which will be here before we know it. So if you have difficulty hearing and understanding when people talk, or you've been fit with hearing aids but don't wear them because they don't work well for you, or if you've even put off having your hearing evaluated because you've heard friends or family speak negatively about their hearing aids, we hope that you will join us at one of our I Will Hear Better seminars. And you will be seeing ads this week in the Arizona Daily Star and the Green Valley newspaper. And you can call our Tucson office at 742-2845. That's 742-2845. Or in Green Valley at 648-3277. That's 648-3277 to make your reservation. And we'll be serving a free breakfast along with our educational presentation. So I hope that you will join us in the next 2 weeks. I'm very excited today to have three lovely young ladies join me from the University of Arizona. We are actually going to talk today about the first annual University of Arizona Hearing Health Awareness Week, which they've called also Turn Down the Volume. And it is going to be happening this week. And what I'd like to do is have each of them tell you a little bit about themselves, and then we'll talk more specifically about this fabulous event that's going to be happening on the U of A campus. So I'd like to welcome Cass Fox and Kelsey Janet and Lynn Marie Iverson. So thank you, girls, for being here today. Why don't you each just take a few minutes and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your background and maybe what led you to involvement in this this groundbreaking event. Cass, you want to start?
Sure, I'd be happy to start. I'm Cass Fox, and I'm a clinical associate professor in speech-language pathology at the University of Arizona, which is part of the Department of Speech, Language, and Hearing Sciences. I'm also co-founder with the late Dr. Anthony B. DeFeo and the director of the Sounds Good program, which is an audiologic habilitation program for cochlear implanted children and children who have hearing aids. And that is at the Grunewald Blitz Clinic, which is our clinic on campus, part of the speech, language, and hearing department. And then I'm also the co-director with Dr. Fran Harris of CHASE, which stands for Communication, Hearing, and Social Enhancement. And this is a program that has been designed for young adults with hearing loss.
And that's a fairly new program.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that a little bit more. Great. Kelsey, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you for having me. My name is Kelsey. I'm originally from Southern California, and I've come here for my undergrad. This is my last semester before I graduate.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I originally came here and was speech pathology, and then took a audiology class at the U of A and became absolutely fascinated with the ear and all the upcoming technology and cochlear implants and all the new things that hearing aids can do, and made the swap. We call it crossing over to the dark side. And now I'm in audiology, and next year I'm going to grad school at San Diego to pursue my doctorate of audiology. And
great.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And then I'm president of NISHLA, which is the National Student Speech Language Hearing Association. That's for our whole department, for undergrads, graduate students, and We provide resources for students to get involved in the fields with professors, let them know about all the opportunities, grad school preparation, getting through grad school. And we, you know, we do community service, and we're just a great club, and it's been a wonderful experience.
Great, great. Well, I will tell you, I also made the crossover to the dark side, and Cass, you didn't. You're the only speech pathology representative here.
That's
so
true.
It's good that you stayed there. You know, we certainly need our speech pathologists, but I think a lot of audiologists will tell that same story, where they started in speech pathology, and then something just piqued their curiosity about audiology. So that's pretty exciting. And Lynn, how about yourself?
All right. I'm Lynn Iverson. I'm a first-year student in the clinical doctorate of audiology at the University of Arizona. I'm from Washington State, the rainy state. I came all the way here for sunshine and for the grad program, but I'm just enjoying right now learning all there is about audiology. I did not cross over to the dark side. I've always kind of wanted to do this. I like
You've
the detail.
You've always been on the dark side.
Yeah, exactly. but I'm just involved with different projects at the U of A. I'm starting to get involved with CHASE and as well with the Living with Hearing Loss program. I'm ultimately interested in working with patients that have tinnitus, which is ringing in the ear. It's kind of the first audiology phenomenon that kind of sparked my interest. So that's how I got all the way here.
And how did you first get interested in audiology?
I actually kind of called about 9 different offices, you know, to be like, please let me come and see, you know, what it's about. And I went there once after taking an intro class because they didn't really give you enough, and witnessed it. And I was like, ooh, you know, I was really interested.
During your undergraduate career?
I think I was a junior when I switched because I thought I wanted to actually be a broadcast journalist.
Perfect.
Yeah, but I switched over to that.
You can just come do my show for a couple of weeks.
All right. I don't know about that. I switched for a reason.
All right.
But yeah, that's kind of how I got involved. I just went and kind of found an internship and took it and never looked back.
Because audiology is not really a field that many, many people know about.
Exactly.
I think a lot of us talk about kind of falling into it.
Exactly.
I actually started out in teaching thinking that I was going to be a teacher because I loved my kindergarten teacher and I just wanted to grow up and be a teacher. And when I went to college, I chose the college in New York State that had a good education program. And then, unfortunately, after being in the program for a year, I realized that it really wasn't as challenging as I thought. And again, kind of like what I'm hearing you say, took a class, kind of an overview class, and thought, wow, audiology sounds really interesting and much more meaty than I thought.
Yeah.
And so it's always interesting to me how those kind of changes happen. So I'm glad you're all here. So let's talk a little bit just in generalities about how the whole idea for this event came about. And I'll let you decide who's going to respond to that.
Well, I think
I'll take a stab at it.
Yes,
good.
I'll take a stab at it. But I hope that the students will join in on this too. But I'd like to kind of go back to the beginning to talk about this a little bit. First of all, we were funded with a lovely grant from the Arizona Community Foundation for Communication, Hearing, and Social Enhancement, or CHASE. And our original intent with this grant was to actually give young people with hearing loss, 18 to 35, experiences in a variety of workshops. And these workshops were going to be focused on communication strategies, the latest technology, how to interview properly. And we started our recruitment, and we found that we had very little response. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think that age group just does not want to be involved in workshops per se, and they want to blend in and
don't even want to identify themselves.
Yeah. It comes with a stigma a lot of the times, and a lot of people don't want to identify themselves in that group. I was in a couple ASL classes, and there were several people in there who were hearing impaired and hadn't identified themselves to the university or this program.
Yeah. So
out of this, actually, we did get a small cohort of individuals who were very dedicated, and there was a shift, and this evolvement actually turned out to be wonderful for us because the young adults actually took this over, and it became more of a social networking. And part of the social networking was to actually advocate for individuals with hearing loss. And so this is an event, this hearing health at awareness event for the week is really stems out of advocating for hearing loss. And we're doing it at the University of Arizona campus, but again, all individuals with hearing loss are welcome to attend, to join, and from Chase then evolved here at Tucson. And I believe, Janice, you had Patrick Hulkins on.
Yes, several months ago, and he talked about that. Let's do this. Let's take a short break. I want to come back and talk about this identifying and the advocacy, and we'll be back after a short break from our sponsors.
Special Needs Lifestyles addresses independence and mobility issues for individuals with special needs. Sunday afternoon, 4:30 to 5:30 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Do you have ringing in your ears? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. If you have ringing in your ears, you might have tinnitus. Tinnitus is a medical condition characterized by persistent ringing in one or both ears, which can only be heard by the affected individual. It has also been described as whistling, hissing, buzzing, or pulsing in the ear. These sounds may come and go. However, many sufferers experience symptoms 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The effects range from slight annoyance to severe disruption of everyday life. The American Tinnitus Association estimates that over 50 million Americans suffer from tinnitus. Oftentimes, tinnitus is associated with hearing loss, and if you have this condition, we may be able to help. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists for your hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
It's Tucson's most affordable food, fun, and family entertainment.
Attention!
The Pima County Fair, now through April 24.
The Pima County Fair,
celebrating 100 years of super low-priced admission that includes Wild About Monkeys, fire dancers, hypnosis that rocks, and don't miss the live shark encounter. Sea lions, the bird show, elephant rides,
the freak show,
new vendors with more shopping, and even more concerts.
Are you ready?
Plus new rides and new games on the Tucson Weekly Carnival.
All for the same affordable low price.
Monday the 18th is Senior Celebration. Get $2 admission for seniors 55 and up. Plus enjoy lots of senior entertainment and activities till 2 p.m.
Gotta say, I'm impressed.
All right, let's go.
The Pima County Fair is here, now through April 24. Gates open at noon Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Just south of I-10, Houghton Road exit. Get programs at Circle K.
Check PimaCountyFair.com.
MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Or call 762-FAIR.
It's been praised as the healthiest coffee on earth. It's called Sozo Select, the coffee that loves you back. Hidden in plain sight for centuries, a patented stabilization technology breakthrough has finally harnessed the once highly perishable fruit of the coffee bean. Sozo Select will change the way people drink coffee because it's the only coffee in the world that delivers the antioxidant capacity of a serving of fresh blueberries in every single exquisite cup. It's made from the best Colombian and Costa Rican Arabica beans, and Sozo offers a premium blend, a 100% Colombian blend, and decaffeinated. And you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Order right now by calling 800-778-SOZO, S-O-Z-O. By the way, Sozo, the only company with the coffee berry, is looking for distributors in this broadcast area, so ask about getting involved when you call. Be healthy. Call 800-778-7696. That's 800-778-SOZO. S-O-Z-O.
Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040.
That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash. We're talking today with Cass Fox, Kelsey Janet, and Lynn Iverson from the University of Arizona about the upcoming first annual University of Arizona Hearing Health Awareness Week. And Cass, we were talking about the grant that you helped co-author, and with the idea that you're going to reach out to young adults with hearing loss. And then we were talking during the break, nobody came.
Very few people came.
Yes. So talk about the evolvement of what's been happening over the last year.
So this was exciting to us because it evolved more to what the needs are in the community. And I think like any good program, that if you can meet those needs of the community, then you have become successful. So what happened was that we had a young man who became our organizer, and that's Patrick Holkins. Uh-huh. And our involvement went into Hear at Tucson, which, by the way, is H-E-A-R-A-T, Tucson. And to contact him and be part of this group as a young adult and to help to social network, is you can be in touch with him at hereattucson@gmail.com.
Great.
Or you can also get onto his Facebook page, which is Here at Tucson Facebook page.
Great.
All right?
Great.
So the self-advocacy was the most important piece then. So these young people came together. There's a small social network now. It's expanding as we speak.
Good.
Which is great.
That's great.
And the first thing that we did actually was done a few months ago, and it was the first time that we introduced closed captioning on our University of Arizona theater, the Gallagher Theater.
Right, and actually Patrick was on my show, I think, a week before that. And I'm hopeful that one or two people ended up
being there. We had a great turnout.
Oh, wonderful.
It was wonderful. And we had two shows, one that appealed more to the younger kids because a lot of parents brought their children to this.
Oh.
And How to Train Your Dragon, I believe.
Okay, right.
And then more of an adult-oriented or young adult-oriented movie. And the turnout was, we couldn't have hoped for a better turnout. And again, I just want to emphasize that this was the first time and the university, Gallagher Theater, that there was closed captioning. So, and open to the community. We had quite a number of individuals from ASDB, or the Arizona School for the Deaf and Blind, attend this. So that was wonderful, too. So now this group, the Here at Tucson group, is hosting, along with our guest co-hosting, along with Chase and the support from Chase, our Hearing Health Awareness Week. And that will be the Turn Down the Volume that you mentioned, which will be out on the mall, which is really raising awareness about noise-induced hearing loss. And then another closed caption movie. And the Turn Down the Volume is going to be on Wednesday, the 20th, from 10 to 4. And then the closed caption movie, See What I'm Saying, is actually an award-winning documentary. And that will be on Saturday, April 23rd from 1 o'clock.
So let's talk a little bit more about these. Kelsey, I know that you've been involved in this event. Can you, so you're president of NISHLA.
Yes.
And you talked a little bit about that. Talk to us a little bit about how you became involved in this event.
So Patrick actually came to our NISHLA officer meeting and said he had this great idea. Can we support him? You know, we're a huge club of almost 200 people. Can we help them with, you know, the manpower and to make this event happen? And, you know, we said we'd love to. That's what our club's here for. That's what we want to get involved in.
And you have 200 members in Tucson?
Almost, yeah. We have a huge group and ranges anywhere from people who are thinking about doing speech or audiology or something in the communications fields to graduate students. So we're just the U of A.
Fabulous.
We're the University of Arizona section of the club. And
fabulous.
Yeah, so you can do it on a school level, a local level, your region, or there's National NISHLA, which goes to conventions and stuff like that. So we ended up participating in this event. I emailed all our members and said, who would like to help with this event on the mall? We're going to be doing hearing loss simulation. We're going to people off the mall were going to take their iPods or MP3 players and see the sound level they're playing it at and if it's damaging to their ears, and so that we raise awareness about hearing loss and how to avoid it. And we're also handing out keychains and free earplugs, so you know, you get a perk for going, not only learning about something.
Right. Everybody likes those little incentives.
And it was great. I wasn't sure if we'd have, you know, enough members who wanted to participate. You know, they said, oh, can we get, you know, two or three people per shift, per hour shift? And we had almost six people per shift who want to get involved in the club and want to spread this cause and talk about it. So it's really exciting. And it's going to be, I just found out from the U of A, we're on the mall. We're closer to Old Main, if you know where that is on the mall. So that's where our booth will be. We'll have a big, you know, big tent and table, and we'll all be wearing shirts that were designed, and it's really exciting.
Great.
We're really excited.
Great. So this is going to be this coming Wednesday, April 20th, from 10 a.m. in the morning till about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. You'll have your tent right outside of Old Main on the campus. And how are you doing simulating hearing loss? What's happening with that? Are they listening to a tape?
I can take that one. There's websites you can go to. There's certain hearing aid manufacturers that have it, or even a couple universities, where you can listen to what speech in noise sounds like to someone with normal hearing and someone with, you know, high frequency loss or a sloping loss. It's more beneficial, you know, for people who are family, you know, related to people with hearing loss to, you know, really understand what they're actually hearing instead of being like, you can hear me, I know it. When in reality they can't. And there's ones that you can play like noises, like birds, you know, because a lot of people with high frequency loss don't hear birds anymore. So it just kind of ranges from, you know, different environments that you can hear in, and it takes the loss in gradual steps to show you.
That I think that's so important because from my point of view, when I see patients in the office, you know, for their family members to really understand what's going on is difficult. And then even when we fit patients with hearing aids, for their family and friends to understand that they do not then have bionic ears that that can hear everything that's being said from every different environment. So, you know, education is a really important part of what Arizona Hearing Specialist does. And I think to start this education process at a younger age, and I hope that you have a lot of people that are just hanging out on the mall on Wednesday in between classes, that even if they don't have hearing loss, if they can come and learn something about it so that they can be a better informed friend or family member. Because a large percentage of people are going to lose their hearing. And a large percentage of the younger population, as I've talked about on the show, but unfortunately, you know, the studies that have been done recently where they talk about 25% of young adults from the age of 12 to 19 have some degree of hearing loss is just horrendous. Because those hearing losses are noise-induced. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, because that study just floored me. It was huge. You know, one out of every four teenagers has some degree of hearing loss, and a lot of it is attributed to their iPods and MP3 players. And so I hope that you bring a lot of people by and let them look at that sound level meter going up over 100. And make them realize that there's something that they can do to prevent that noise-induced hearing loss. So I think that's a fabulous service. And hopefully lots of people have classes on Wednesday.
Wednesday's a busy day on campus.
Wednesday's a busy day?
Yeah, definitely. Wednesday is everyone's out in the mall, so shouldn't be. Hopefully it'll not
and
be
it'll
a problem.
Hopefully be beautiful. Yes. And so, you know, if you can just educate a couple people, you know, every hour, that'll be great. What I'd like to do, I want to come back and talk a little bit more about the noise-induced hearing loss and talk a little bit more about the captioning of the movies. And we're just going to take a little break to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back.
Hey, Tucson, Bill O'Reilly here. Please tune in for my talking points, 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. every weekday, right here on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Do you have difficulty hearing and understanding when people talk to you? Have you been fit with hearing aids but don't use them because they don't work? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. For 30 years, I've been hearing these questions and many more like them. I'd like to invite you to call now with your questions and concerns at 790-2040 or call Arizona Hearing Specialists to schedule your appointment for a hearing evaluation at 742-2845. That's 742-2845.
For the first time, O Pueblo Grill is serving Easter Buffet. From 10 till 3, celebrate with your family on Tucson's best patio for Easter brunch. Dinner Buffet begins at 3, offering honey glazed ham, carved leg of lamb, and prime rib. For reservations, visit opueblogrill.com or call 326-6000.
Hi, this is Mo with Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, here to talk to you about bathroom mirrors. Of all the elements in a bathroom, mirrors are looked at the most. So shouldn't they be as beautiful as the rest of the bathroom? If you're doing a complete remodel, framed mirrors will enhance and accent the work you have done. Even replacing old plate glass with framed mirrors will update your look. Mo's Gallery has an extensive selection of frames for every decor and every budget. Visit our showroom today and be inspired. Mo's Gallery on Fort Lowell and Dodge, next to Copenhagen.
For the first time, O Pueblo Grill is serving Easter Buffet. From 10 till 3, celebrate with your family on Tucson's best patio for Easter brunch. Dinner Buffet begins at 3, offering honey glazed ham, carved leg of lamb, and prime rib. For reservations, visit opueblogrill.com or call 326-6000.
It's been praised as the healthiest coffee on earth. It's called Sozo Select, the coffee that loves you back. Hidden in plain sight for centuries, a patented stabilization technology breakthrough has finally harnessed the once highly perishable fruit of the coffee bean. Sozo Select will change the way people drink coffee because it's the only coffee in the world that delivers the antioxidant capacity of a serving of fresh blueberries in every single exquisite cup. It's made from the best Colombian and Costa Rican Arabica beans, and Sozo offers a premium blend, a 100% Colombian blend, and decaffeinated. And you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Order right now by calling 800-778-SOZO, S-O-Z-O. By the way, Sozo, the only company with the coffee berry, is looking for distributors in this broadcast area, so ask about getting involved when you call. Be healthy. Call 800-778-7696. That's 800-778-SOZO, S-O-Z-O.
Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we're talking today with Cass Fox, Kelsey Janet, and Lynn Iverson from the University of Arizona about the first annual University of Arizona Hearing Health Awareness Week. Lynn, you know, we started talking a little bit about noise-induced hearing loss, and let's take that a little bit further. Why is it so important to make people aware of noise-induced hearing loss, and why is it important to make college students or even younger than college students aware?
Okay. I'll just talk a little bit about noise-induced hearing loss. It's 100% preventable. Second most common cause.
I think that's really important. Let's just say that again. Noise-induced hearing loss is 100% preventable.
Exactly. And I don't think people are really aware of that, you know, until they're older and suffering or, you know, have a hearing loss. This event, I think we chose to target the college age, or I like to call them like the iPod or MP3 generation, because you've kind of grown up, you know, having earbuds on or headphones on, listening to your music, and not really being aware of what the consequences are until it's a little late. You know, hearing is something that you want to prevent the loss of now rather than later when you're experiencing that hearing loss. And, you know, recreational activities are noisy, concerts, motorcycles, you know, shooting, guns, playing in a band. You know, there's a lot of things you don't really think about that are really affecting your hearing. Some of the things we'll be showing them is that at 85 dB, if you listen to something at 85 dB for 8 hours, you have a 50% chance of that causing permanent damage to your hearing. And as it goes up, 90 dB, you have listen to it for 4 hours. You have a 50% chance. And then as you get higher, 95 dB is 2 hours, 100 dB is 1 hour, and then 105 is a half hour. If you think about, let's think 105 is personal stereo at maximum level. So if you can think of all the people maybe you've walked by or sat by on a plane, you can hear their music over mm-hmm. yours.
Absolutely.
That's probably maximum. That's maximum level.
And I think people think of noise exposure as someone who may have worked in a noisy
exactly.
environment
mm-hmm.
for 8 hours a day. But it's really important for them to understand that you can be exposed to lesser levels of noise for shorter periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, as we were talking about during the break, even so many young kids under the age of 10 are walking around with their iPods and MP3 players, and it's just something that they do with the earbuds in their mm-hmm. ears, and they are just cranking up the sound. And if the sound is loud enough that their parents or someone on the street can hear them, it's too loud. You know,
yeah.
I always remember I had a young man who, he was driving age, so he was obviously an older teenager, but his family, his mother actually, would bring him in for a hearing evaluation every year just to monitor, because she wouldn't let him, you know, he liked to listen to his radio really loudly in the car. And she said, you know, if you show any signs of hearing loss, I'm yanking that radio out of the car. I haven't seen him in a couple of years, but I know that at least while we were monitoring him, he was able to keep it down. But, you know, you don't want to hear the vibration of the car next to you. That definitely is a sign that
yeah.
it's too loud.
I had a professor tell me, if you can feel the music, it's too loud.
Yes,
that's
great.
That's the way to look at it.
That's great. If you can feel the music, it's definitely too loud.
But I think that's an important point to talk about, you know, screening. Now I think they do screen. I'm not sure the ages in Arizona. Things like first grade.
Well, first grade, yeah. second grade, sixth
okay,
grade,
mm-hmm.
ninth grade.
And then from there, there's, you know, kind of stops. And I mean, a screening is even limited in, you know, what it can tell you about their hearing.
Exactly.
And so it is important for parents to be aware of, you know, noise exposure and stuff. Even if you send your kid out to mow the lawn every week, you know, that's
right.
potential
you wanna,
damage.
Yes, while they're doing
hearing.
Those
yeah.
chores, you should make sure that you're providing them with ear protection, because you don't want their chores to be leading to hearing loss.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, as you said, when we do screenings in the public schools, and actually the private schools now too, if they have hearing loss in the very high frequencies, above 4,000 cycles, they're not getting screened
mm-hmm.
because it's not part of the protocol. And yet, as you all know, noise-induced hearing loss can start at 8,000 or 6,000
mm-hmm.
cycles. So if someone's ears are ringing, or, and that comes back to, you know, what you were talking about, being interested in tinnitus, and that can often be a sign of noise exposure. I think that we have a caller. Lauren, are you on the phone?
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Gash. Thank you so much for taking my call. You raised an issue with the loud, I guess we used to call them boom boxes, but I'm
uh-huh.
not sure what it is, car audio that is just outrageously loud. It's like
yes.
the low notes, and they must take pride in that, but I personally don't comprehend it. And I thought that we had a discussion years ago that the police would take action and write tickets to those motorists for that loud, you know, being too loud.
Well, I'm really sorry, but I can't comment on that. If there's any police officers out there that are listening and you want to let us know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But it is definitely annoying, and as we're talking about here, sometimes you can feel the vibrations from that music in a car in front of you, behind you, or next to you. And whether there's a law against it, I can't say, but I can certainly tell you that person's probably going to be coming in to see one of us for hearing aids in the near future.
They may not comprehend that they're participating in their own
Exactly.
Oral demise, and that I think all of us that drive have experienced it. It can be very distracting, but it's certainly above a nuisance level. I think it's not just distracting, but it's not necessary. And of course, the participants make sure they have all the windows in their cars rolled down, even when it's
right.
freezing.
Right. Well, they want everyone to enjoy it too. Yes.
Yes. I think it's objectionable because it's an intrusion upon the rights of the other motorists.
I agree with you absolutely. And maybe if one or two of them are listening, they'll come by the university and have the level of their boom boxes measured so they can see.
If the police can't act, and I know their hands are tied, their budgets are cut, they're shorthanded, they're hard-pressed to be elsewhere, but maybe a campaign in public awareness spearheaded by, well, probably have to be volunteers, but just a public awareness campaign. I know billboards cost too much money to put that message out, but
I think that's a fabulous idea, and I really think that's what this Chase grant is trying to do, and it's a first step to hopefully educate our younger college age students about the effects of noise on their hearing. And so it's great, and maybe you can stop by
the
university on Wednesday and chat with them. But it does. It needs to be a grassroots effort.
Maybe I could write some jingles or logos or slogans like help stop noise pollution.
That would be great. That would be great. And if you do,
we'll take it.
send them to us and we'll play them on the radio.
I will. And I will be attending your seminar later this month.
Great. Well, I'll look forward to meeting you. Thanks so much for calling. Bye. So I think it's true. You know, mm-hmm. there's a lack of awareness, and if there's one thing that we've talked about week in and week out on our show and every month when we do our educational seminars is just the lack of awareness or the misunderstanding mm-hmm. about how prevalent hearing loss is, what causes hearing loss. But I think the positive side is, well, there's two positive sides. Number one, as you said, Lynn, hearing loss caused by noise exposure is preventable.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes back to education. And hearing loss in general is treatable. Hearing aids today are so much better than they were even a few years ago. But if someone could prevent a noise-induced hearing loss and not have to take that next step of wearing hearing aids, that certainly is the best result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, prevention starts with education, and that's the point of this whole awareness week.
Exactly. You know, and as we started talking about, if someone doesn't identify themselves as a hearing impaired individual, they may not realize what kinds of services there are available. So we had talked previously about the Disability Resource Center and the fact that so many of the kids at the U of A, and I'm sure everywhere, don't identify themselves as hearing impaired. And they work harder, you know, they struggle. Having a hearing loss is hard work mm-hmm. to really just be able to engage in everyday conversation. And I really applaud you and what you're doing to try and bring that awareness to the younger population.
And the DRC does such a great job of supporting them. If they do have a hearing loss, the DRC is just one of the best, and they really do everything to make it so much easier. Class, you know, amplification. The DRC is wonderful. So, I mean, it's there for them to use. They just have to identify with it.
Great. So if you're out there and you happen to be a U of A student and you haven't gone to the department, the Disability Resource Center, or haven't had a hearing evaluation, you know, I'm sure that students can come to the, can students come to the U of A Hearing Clinic to have their hearing evaluated?
Absolutely. And we would certainly encourage them to do so.
Great. Yes. Great. Did we talk about everything that we wanted to touch about in terms of noise-induced hearing loss, Lynn?
Yeah, I think for the most part, I just like to use a rule of thumb, you know, to avoid noises that are too loud, too close and for too long. That's kind of how I remember, you know, you don't want it to be too loud for too long. That's where you run into issues.
And I think it's important to emphasize that you may not be aware at the time that you are inducing a hearing loss. It actually may not show up till years later. And sometimes looking at kids' ears, that age range, you're actually looking at ears of a 55-year-old. So it may be that if you're listening to 85 dB, as we talked about earlier, that it's going to be years down the road that you actually will have a hearing mm-hmm. loss and identify hearing loss, but it would have been prevented had you reduced that volume,
right.
Turn down the volume.
Right, right. And actually, a couple of years ago at the AAA meeting, American Academy of Audiology, I don't know if you were there, someone had put together a little song, and he called it Turn It to the Left. So that when, if you think of when you're turning a volume knob, if you turn it to the left, it's making it softer. And so he presented it on the stage, you know, to the whole group of thousands of audiologists that were there. And it's true. You want to turn down the volume. You want to turn it to the left so that it doesn't, even though you think that you like it at that level, it doesn't necessarily have to be at that level. So let's take another little break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Hi, Tucson. This is Brian Kilmeade. My friends and guests bring you a fresh perspective on today's news and newsmakers on Kilmeade and Friends tonight on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Did you know that avoiding loud noises may help prevent premature hearing loss? This is Dr. Janice Gash, founding director of Arizona Hearing Specialists. There are easy ways to identify if a particular sound is potentially harmful. Do you have difficulty talking or hearing others talk over the sound? Does the sound make your ears hurt? Do your ears ring after hearing the sound? Do other sounds seem muffled after exposure? If you answered yes to any of the above questions, the noise may be damaging your hearing. Most people don't realize how loud many everyday sounds are. Call Arizona Hearing Specialists at 742-2845 to see if you have hearing loss associated with loud noise exposure. That's Arizona Hearing Specialists, 742-2845.
Debbie, my back's killing me, and I'd like to come to Sleep America to buy a new bed, but things are a little tight at the moment.
Have you ever considered financing?
Financing? Really?
You know, it's funny. What surprises me is that Sleep America has offered a variety of financing programs for years, and yet many of our customers aren't aware that we offer financing at all. I guess it's because we don't talk about it as much as others do.
So you have flexible, no-interest plans?
We sure do. Sleep America makes financing your new mattress really easy with no interest payments that will fit any budget. Plus, our customers can finance their entire purchase price, including the taxes. Come into Sleep America for the exciting details. Remember, we specialize in mattresses, so when you're buying a mattress, we need to have all the solutions, including financing.
Until Sunday only, get a comfortable Eurotop Queen mattress set at Sleep America for only $438, and they'll even pay the sales tax. Visit sleepamerica.com for details.
Wake up, Tucson. Smart, reasonable, meaningful conversation.
Rio Nuevo. It's just ugly, Chris. I mean, it's a lack of trust in the local government. It's a lack of trust in the way this place is run, and it's indicative of a leaderless ship. Look at Jim Counts and the Nimbus Project. Right, yep. As you go in down underneath Stone, under the underpass, that big dirt lot over there. Who's going to build this beautiful thing, and things are planned, and things are moving, and all of a sudden, you can get three neighbors on the far side of this thing and go, well, I don't want that. And all of a sudden, it's all over. Look at Speedway Stone. And we cover these things at length, but what it boils down to is no one's up the front of the table saying, this is the decision that we're going to make. No one decides anything. That's how you blow $230 million.
When you have $230 million with nothing to show for it, it's either unbelievable, like world record incompetence, or it's some sort of malfeasance.
Wake up, Tucson, with Joe Higgins and Christy Simone. Smart, reasonable, meaningful conversation. Mornings on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Dr. Janice is in now to answer your questions about hearing. It's Hearing Matters, only on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Call in now at 790-2040. That's 790-2040.
Welcome back to Hearing Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Janice Gash, and we are talking with Cass Fox, Kelsey Janet, and Lynn Iverson from the University of Arizona about the first annual University of Arizona Hearing Health Awareness Week. So, ladies, we've talked a lot about the Noise Awareness Rally, which is going to be this Wednesday, April 20th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the U of A Mall. And Kelsey, you said your booth is going to be right outside Old Main.
Yes.
So that's at the west end of the mall. And then let's just reiterate the See What I'm Saying movie is going to be when?
Saturday, April 23rd at 1 o'clock in the Gallagher Theater.
Great. And it's a documentary about the lives of four hard of hearing deaf entertainers?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it should be a very thought-provoking film, and everyone is encouraged to attend.
Everyone is encouraged, and immediately following this, we will have a discussion, and we will have some light snacks, and everything is free. This is free.
Great.
It is a PG-13, so there is some caution for some adult language. Maybe I'd encourage more young adults and older adults to come than little adults.
Okay. But you're going to have a roundtable discussion about the movie and the impact of hearing loss on the lives of hard of hearing and deaf people in our community. So
yes.
People are encouraged to stay after the movie for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Well, you know, I am just so excited by this. As we talked about before, one of my goals in having my own private practice, and really one of the incentives for starting the radio show was education. And I love the fact that we're taking it to a different level at the university, because I think it's really important for you who are students to really be able to get out into the community and to realize that what you're doing is not just book learning, but how what you're learning and what you do actually affects real people. And every person that you can educate, or every spouse or family member that you can educate so that they have realistic expectations for their companion is so very important. And it's so rewarding, because when you see someone either fit with hearing aids or you see someone turning down the volume on their iPod and protecting their hearing, it really makes you feel good about why you've chosen to pursue audiology, or sometimes speech pathology.
thank you.
Because you're helping them. You're helping them. And that's always been our goal at Arizona Hearing Specialists, helping people hear their best. But if they hear their best, then they're living their best. And that's why it's helping people hear their best and helping people live their best. I know that the university has several other programs. And we've actually had Fran Harris on the show talking about the Living with Hearing Loss, and that's a program that I think has really taken off. A lot of our patients have gone on to take that class, but there's a couple of other programs, and Cass, I don't know if you or one of the students want to talk about the Sounds Good and the Be a Star program.
Yeah, I'd be thrilled to talk about those. Yes. Yes, we've had the Living with Hearing Loss program at the university for some time now. And actually, part of the reason we developed CHASE, too, I want to just add, was because the 18 to 35-year-old was somebody that we weren't targeting for programs and program development, and we weren't assisting those individuals. We do at the university University, though, also have a number of pediatric programs. The Sounds Good program is a program from birth to 18 years of age for cochlear implanted and aided children. And that has been the only program in Southern Arizona to be at a clinic for now the last 8 years.
Great.
So we're very pleased about the Sounds Good program. And just recently now, we have been funded again from the Arizona Community Foundation for Be a Star program. And Be a Star is singing, acting, and talking through audiologic rehabilitation. And this is a program that was designed for children from about 4 to 10 years of age, actually, who have severe to profound hearing loss, who are either cochlear implanted or have hearing aids. And we're going to work on music and performing arts.
Fabulous.
I know, I'm thrilled about it. So we're going to incorporate speech language and audiologic habilitation. We want to improve the melody of speech, such as that rising and falling intonation that you use when you're asking a question or you're making a statement. And we want the children to become more involved in music, and they're going to rehearse a play, and we're going to have a performance of The Lion King.
Oh, great. One of my favorites.
Yes, that will occur probably sometime in the fall, maybe in November sometime, to be determined. So
great.
Perhaps I can be back on
fabulous. That would
to
be
let
great.
Your audience
that
know
would be
about
great.
That. So
that
we're thrilled about this, and we're thrilled about what we can do for the quality of lives of our young kids with hearing loss, and our adults, and our young adults with hearing loss, too.
Yeah. Fabulous.
May I also add that, of course, with all of these programs, our graduate students are involved in both audiology and speech-language pathology, and they're overseen by people such as myself who are clinical instructors, but it's really their show, and the students, the graduate students, are just phenomenal at the University of Arizona, so we're pleased that we have such a wonderful cohort.
And we are pleased in Tucson to have such a wonderful program. And as I said, I just think it's great that you're getting involved in these things and reaching out into the community, because it really makes what you're studying, I hope it makes what you're studying come alive.
It's real now.
For you. Yeah, it is. So I just want to, along the lines of education, just reiterate that at Arizona Hearing Specialists, we're hosting three educational seminars the last week in April, and they will be April 26th, 27th, and 28th, and you should look for some ads in your newspapers today and Tuesday, and you can call our Tucson office to reserve your place at 742-2845, or you can call our Green Valley office at 648-3277. And we hope that you'll join us to participate in our I Will Hear Better seminars, and we also will be providing a free breakfast. I think it's always good to provide food. and let's just go back, because we just talked about, I want to thank the three of you, Cass, Kelsey, and Lynn, for being on the show to talk about Hearing Health Awareness Week, and with your two events, Turn Down the Volume on the U of A Mall Wednesday, April 20th from 10 to 4, and the See What I'm Saying caption movie on Saturday, April 23rd, 1 to 3. It's open to everybody.
We'll be in neon green shirts
right,
on the mall.
That's what I was going to say. Neon green shirts. Look for look for the students in the neon green T-shirts. And apparently they're going to be giving away some free T-shirts if you fill out a short survey. Bring your iPods and have them measure the sound. And I want to thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Have a great event this week. Thanks for joining us on Hearing Matters, and we'll talk to you next Sunday at 2 p.m.
You've been listening to Hearing Matters with Dr. Janice Gash. Join us again next Sunday at 2 p.m. on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. And to make an appointment at Arizona Hearing Specialist, call 742-2845. Hearing Matters, helping you hear your best.